chapter 17, navigating different types of interviews. So it could be an interview via phone, via video, or in person. Now the three prime aspects, how do they differ from one another? So firstly, when we talk of an interview, it is a formal conversation between the interviewer and the interviewee. When I talk of any interview, what is it that you really need to look into? You are putting forward information which you feel will be worthy. You're putting forward information to convince or persuade the interviewer in your own way, with your skills and achievements, to be hired. Now, as we go ahead, we will discuss. But when we talk of an interview via phone, you are not visible at all. So the facial expressions and body language are just not visible. When you talk of an interview via video, it means you are not face to face, but due to advanced technology, we have various platforms where you could present yourself via video. So it could be Zoom, Microsoft Teams. And when you talk of giving an interview in person, then definitely you're right there. Then definitely a lot of your responses and reactions will be observed, and that could be the deciding factor. But we will discuss in detail as we move on. An interview is a structured conversation to assess the qualifications, suitability and compatibility of the candidate. An interview is a formal conversation between two or more people. The purpose of an interview is to hire the most suitable candidate for the position. So what is it that you need to look into? When we say it's a formal conversation between two or more people, when we say it is a conversation whereby you're when we say it is your skills, qualifications, achievements that are evaluated, and then decisions are taken. So we need to look into two, three aspects. Say if you have an interview tomorrow, how can you let them know your specific skills which will be of great use to them if you are hired? What is it that you can put forward in information? So you can what is it that you can put forward in terms of information? So you can let the interviewer know where in the previous workplace you achieved a lot, you helped in increase of sales, you helped in bringing more profits. That is one way. You can also ideally express your information where you let them know that you're ready to constantly improve on your skills. You're ready to constantly improve and do self-introspection so that will help you move forward. See, the moment you are aware, you're introspecting, then the focus is all about you moving forward. So you have to be ready to express all of this to the interviewer. What else can you express? That in the past, wherever you worked, your work history, which will make them feel that you are or you have been a dedicated and a committed employee. So when you're able to express yourself in that manner, then there are very high chances of you convincing them that you are a worthy candidate. So when we talk of Google, for example, when they express job description, they want to focus on hiring employees who are focusing on output results, who are goal driven. So
when we talk of job description, it is all about how it is worded through that organization. And when we say it is a written narrative, narrative by that organization, because every organization, when they are looking to hire, when they're looking to hiring, they will focus on whatever their requirements are. Job description further states the essential job requirements and will focus on how success can be measured in that role based on the performance. To be successful in a job interview, one needs to practice and get the concepts clear to express information as answers. So when we talk of job description, we need to look into these specific aspects. One is that you are going to be having certain expectations as an organization. The second point is that somewhere you are aware that there are very specific responsibilities which an individual should have if they are hired for a specific position. And your views and perceptions have to ideally match with that of the interviewer and thus that of the organization. So it is very necessary, again, for you to go through the website, do appropriate research, to understand the specific demands, if at all. It is very necessary for you to understand that, are you capable of being in that position? Are you a fit for that organization? You have to ask yourself a very genuine question. See, you cannot randomly go for interviews. You first need to understand, are you even a fit in terms of what they expect? That is something you have to ask yourself. So the following topics will be discussed. Introduction we did. Now, what is an in-person interview? How to prepare for an in-person interview? How to prepare for telephonic interviews? Tips to crack telephonic interviews or telephone interviews and video conference interviews. Then we will conclude. So, we start with interview types. These are the various types of interviews. Now, in-person interviews. In-person interviews are interviews that are conducted on one-on-one basis or face-to-face. A personal interview gives the candidate and the hiring manager the opportunity to build a rapport and have an engaging conversation. Now, what is the importance of an in-person interview? If I am the interviewer, that means if I am taking your interview, interviewer, V-I-E-W-E-R, which means I'm viewing you, I'm viewing your thoughts, I'm viewing your ideas, your suggestions. So for an in-person interview, what is important? I can observe your responses, I can observe your behavior. When you actually come to my organization, how are you dealing with others? What is very important? How are you talking to others? Are you showing respect to one and all? See, the more successful you are, the more arrogance you can have. But trust me, that kind of behavior will not be appealing. Treat others the way you want to be treated. So it is a must to show respect and courtesy to one and all. So when I can observe your behavior, your responses, it means that I can come to a conclusion by understanding not only your thoughts, but also your non-verbal communication, which gives away hints. Also, when there is an in-person interview, for example, when you enter my cabin, then I say, okay, let's go out for a few minutes and sit and have coffee. So while we are on our way out, I meet a team leader. When I introduce you to the team leader, How do you speak? Are you kind of a bit, you know, worried that you've met somebody suddenly and you don't know what to talk? Or are you having that confidence to speak confidently, introduce yourself, which should be the case? See, every part of the interview cannot be planned and decided. Certain aspects of life which you need to understand, to be spontaneous at times, to be able to conduct yourself with that confidence though you meet somebody for the first time. These are traits and skills which are very, you know, easily visible. See to it that you are having that ability to also observe and be an active listener. Definitely, when it's an in-person interview, it can get easy to develop a rapport. It can get better where both of you are, you know, going in that direction where there's a lot of discussion related to your past experiences, how you handled a certain situation which was problematic, but you manage getting solutions to it. You manage binding and cementing people in the group. So all these experiences will probably make the interviewer realize a lot about you and your personality type. This interview will help the candidate to provide more details regarding work experience, education, and other aspects in depth. So you have your resume, which could have been submitted as an online application or which you've probably carried. You have to have carried it, but they have it with them. That means you've sent an email to them. So what is important out here, that when you are discussing about your work experience, you're talking about your educational qualifications, why is it that you decided to pursue a career in that specific field, right? So it's two-way communication. It is free flow of communication. And the candidate must display enthusiasm and confidence for the opportunity. See, enthusiasm is a very important trait if you want communication to be effective. Enthusiasm is highly required. If you don't have enthusiasm, it will not serve the purpose. You know why? Because when you speak to somebody, you want that person to be motivated. You want to see a smile on the face of the person, right? So that is why the moment you walk in, first, as we said, within the first 30 seconds, you have to have eye contact. But you also need to be enthusiastic. That means the way you are talking, the way you are expressing yourself, the way you are motivating the interviewer, all this will reflect in your behavior. And one thing, you've got to be very careful because our facial expressions will show a lot. They will give away hints. So if, for example, just an example, if something is bothering me, then my mind may go in that direction. I may not say it at all, but somewhere it'll show up in my facial expressions. Somewhere it'll show up in one or two sentences if I say something. So these aspects have to be looked into. See, what is in my control, I need to look into that. What is not in my control, I cannot do anything about it. What is in my control? To give a good interview. When I say good interview, to answer appropriately, be aware that my responses are observed, be aware that my behavior is kind of checked and looked into. What is not in my control, the final outcome or decision lies on the interviewer, whatever he or she decides. That is not in my control. What is in my control? Being, you know, enthusiastic and smiling as and when, right? That's what is important. How to prepare for in-person interview, the steps. Do your research. You must be aware and have all the details of the company. It is important to learn about the company's history, values, products, and services. When I say do your research, that means you are educating yourself about that organization. When I say do your research, Research is necessary because I should be able to gather information about that organization. It could be through the website. It could be through certain people who are yet working there. It probably can be through your own sources. But research is necessary. You know, when you are thoroughly prepared, what happens is that you will have more confidence. When you are not prepared, you may lack confidence. See, as it is, any interview is about what? Confidence. Confidence in my tone. How am I talking right now? There is confidence in the tone. I don't have to be overconfident, not at all. I don't have to be underconfident because that will not sound appropriate. But I need to be balanced and confident. So when I talk in a confident manner, it means I am also prepared. When I talk of research, that means I'm having balanced views regarding the organization where I have applied. And when I say balanced views, that means I'm having enough information to ideally express. Right? When I say balanced, that means there is enough. When can I express myself? Well, when I'm balanced with information, no? So that's what it is. Next is examine job description, because job description can be used for many reasons, such as conducting performance review, clarifying missions, and even determining salary levels. A well-written job description describes the expectations of an organization has from a candidate. A well-written job description describes the expectations an organization has from a candidate. So when I talk of job description, besides focusing on the roles and responsibilities, we also talk of the qualifications and experience that we want from the candidate. That means if you're looking for a software professional, so what is it? Has that individual completed, say, a bachelor in engineering, master's in engineering? Has that individual, worked before, or is the person a fresher? So, you know, it helps us to understand the qualifications and experience. Will that individual be able to do programming and coding? So these are aspects which we need to understand when we put forward a view in terms of job description. When I say when we put forward a view, I'm talking on behalf of the organization, right? So job description definitely is of prime concern and prime importance, because only if there is a vacancy in that specific field and only if you have that qualification, experience, or even if you're a fresher but you have that qualification, then can you apply, right? When we talk of job description, certain expectations will always be there from the organization's point of view. But what is important for you to understand, firstly, whether you fit into that job or not. Then you can look into other aspects such as package salary. Anyways, package salary remuneration, you cannot broach it up as an interviewee. Only when the interviewer will discuss, then you can negotiate and put forward your views. How to prepare for in-person interviews? Practice typical questions asked and focus on concise but meaningful answers. When I say typical questions asked, what can be typical questions asked? Tell us something about yourself. Why should we hire you? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? These are typical questions asked. Now also tell us something about yourself. A lot of individuals put forward what is already there on the resume. You don't want to hear something that is already there. Don't repeat. Have something unique and exceptional to put forward too. And this will not come overnight. This will take some time because you need to think, you need to understand, and then you should be able to express. right? But whatever you speak, remember that you are different from the other candidates. According to me, for any interview, it is not only about what you do or what you have done. It is about how you portray yourself to be a brand. Are you a brand? Are you something unique? Are you different from others? Are you able to convey information in a very unique and exceptional way? These are aspects that have to be looked into. Next, be well-dressed and wear a professional outfit and ensure that your attire is free from wrinkles. When I say be well-dressed, it means that you need to wear something that is formal and looks professional too. When you meet the interviewer face-to-face, it gives a particular impression. So what you are wearing in terms of attire, are you able to carry it off well? Is it looking presentable on you? Are you able to feel comfortable with what you have worn? All these points you have to ask yourself. So what I personally feel, yes, you need to be formally dressed, but you also need to see to it that you're comfortable with what you're wearing. My personal view is that you have to go light and subtle with colors. That's my view. Someone will say that they want to wear black. That is their choice. But my personal view is that you go light and subtle with colors. My personal view is that wear something where you know you're absolutely comfortable. And even if you gauge through your attire, which is possible. It doesn't have to be that way, but which is possible. Then you should not feel conscious or worried or anxious about it. And I told you in the previous slides that you have to somewhere be careful of your expressions, because you're observed, your expressions are observed, right? So you have to be careful of your expressions too. Ensure that the attire reflects the company culture. So we had this one situation that for one organization, a candidate sent an email to them that what is the requirement in terms of, you know, attire for an interview. What is the requirement in terms of the attire for an interview? That means, is it formals or whatever the person meant? Now, it's simple logic. It has to be formals. Of course, the organization replied in return, wear whatever makes you feel comfortable. But this is also an awkward question. According to me, you should not be sending them an email, firstly. Secondly, do your own research. Understand that work environment, that work culture. Figure out what it can be or what it could be in terms of attire, so that you are absolutely comfortable and you do not feel guilty at the end of the day that, oh, I should have worn something else. That is what it is. Yes, ensure that your attire is free from wrinkles. I definitely agree with it. You've got to be careful with what you wear. Because imagine if you've left home at 7 in the morning, you went to your workplace and then you left from there and you have come here at 2 o'clock. Now, it is very important that you carry an extra pair and come and change there. You reach well in advance to change. All that depends on you. But my personal view is that you may or may not have time. So wear something which is not even going to look as if you've worn it since morning. I mean, something wrinkle-free, or where you know that this material will not get wrinkled, right? Travel plans. Try taking your planned route, and if required, try to review the parking situation. Well, according to me, for an interview, you have to be well planned. So one day or even 2 days before, please decide which route you will be taking. We're blessed with technology. You can figure out if some roads are closed, it's always put up, right? You can do Google search and figure out. So be well planned in terms of your route. How are you going to reach there? If you know that there is or there can be a lot of traffic, You can also see to it that you really leave well in advance from wherever you're expected to. Being punctual is very important. It reflects very poorly on you if you reach late. And you don't want to reach there and say, oh gosh, I've just reached and I'm just on time. You don't want to do all that because that will reflect on you. See, right from the time you enter that organization, how you communicate with people at the reception, how you communicate with others around, all that is observed. I personally feel whether you're observed or not observed, learn to treat everyone with respect. It will not cost you anything. Yes, you can be assertive when required. Being assertive is being firm but polite. But learn to treat one and all with respect. Bring the documents you need in a folder or a file with all the documents kept in an orderly manner. Definitely, you can't sit to hunt that, okay, where is the copy of my CV? You can't make these noises which I just made. You can't do that. You have to have that file. Everything needs to be systematic. You should be able to figure out it's written resume. So you immediately go to that page and you remove it and give it. You have to be systematic and structured. Just the way, according to me, just the way if I have an interview for my visa, I will have a proper file with me. I will carry all my documents. Very systematic and structured. Then whether they want to see the documents or not, that is different. But I am very organized. So anything they want, it's right there. See, if I start hunting, they'll say, give us a copy of this document. And if I say, oh, well, it'll reflect on me. This is also one form of communication. If I'm disorganized on the day of the interview, then it's going to reflect on me. I mean, how disorganized can one get, right? You have to be organized not only with your thoughts, but even with your documents. You have to be well-planned with time. Traffic can be anywhere. Roads dug up at any point of time, anywhere. So you have to be well-planned. My view is that, again, you leave much in advance. When I say much in advance, that means if you know it takes you 45 minutes to reach, a person like me will leave 1.5 hours before. It's okay. I don't mind reaching there and taking a seat. At least I will have that peace of mind. At least I will be able to gather my thoughts and express myself well. What more do I want? To give a good interview, right? When I talk of in-person interviews, remain calm and confident. Be at ease. When you are at ease, you can focus on the conversation and pick up cues and information about the interviewer. The interviewer, what kind of questions is he or she asking? How is the interviewer presenting himself or herself? Is it a very stern tone or is it a friendly as well as assertive tone? Is it absolutely formal and structured or how is the interview going? You can pick up all these cues. In fact, it gets easier to communicate and build a rapport with the person face to face. Notice how the interviewer reacts to your responses, but be calm and remain at ease. You, as an interviewee, you cannot judge the interviewer at that time. This is for your own good. When I say you cannot judge the interviewer at that time, because if you start judging the interviewer, then your interview will not go in the direction it should go. Then your interview will ideally go in a manner which will be difficult for you. That means you will be preoccupied with certain thoughts. You will say in the last interview also, the person who took my interview was such a difficult person. The same is happening here. Then your thoughts will get scattered. So it is very important to be at ease, to be calm, to be focused, to be attentive, to listen, to be enthusiastic. to ask questions when the interviewer will tell you. Any questions? Do you have any questions? That is the time you can ask. It is very important you do not bring in issues which have been a problem for you. That means in your previous organization, you had a lot of arguments and disputes with people in your team. You do not have to talk anything negative. Just focus on the positive. If they ask you, how did you deal with the difficult co-worker? Do not criticize anybody. Please remember, when you criticize somebody, it reflects poorly on you. So why criticize anybody? Right? So go with a positive thought process. Go with an affirmation that this is something I look forward to and I want to get this job. Go with that mindset. Then, of course, few aspects will be the deciding factor. And the outcome may not be positive, but at least you should tell yourself and ask yourself both that I should be giving a good interview, and you have to ask yourself, did the interview go fine? That's what it is. Of course, you may be enthusiastic to know the results, but in a manner which will portray and show that you have the ability to be patient enough, but you're also keen on knowing the outcome because this is your dream job. You can express it in that manner. But that should genuinely show in your behavior and in your talk. That is important.